Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
She just came calling love.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. The singer Diva Mahal is aptly named. She has one of those great, big, diva-style voices that we're occasionally lucky enough to come across in the worlds of soul and R&B. She also happens to be the daughter of the legendary blues guitarist Taj Mahal, although I feel I should point out that when I booked her for this show, I didn't know that. She's here because of her songs and her voice, as heard on her new album, which came out recently on the Motima record label. Run Deep is the name of the latest album, and it brings Diva and her band here to our studio to play some of those songs for us. We'll begin with this one called Dream.
I don't dream about him anymore. You don't hold me like you did before. Think it's finally time to close the door, yeah, to my heart. Shame, 2 feet tall, brown eyes, little hand seems so wise. Skinny legs. I knew he was you plus me, from his hair down to his feet, but we never met. With the power of blood combined, could have breathed him into life, but you were busy finding yourself, and then you found someone else. Someone else. See, I don't dream about him anymore. No. See, you don't hold me like you did before. You think it's finally time to close the door. Yeah. Still my heart. Say, yeah. Took the wind, took the rain. Lightning to strike me once again, let go. Of the love that laughs in the grief, tell the truth from the make believe. Flashing bomb, hey, yeah. Oh, say misery, close. Had to hold on to the light to finally take me from the darkness.
Diva Mahal and her band live on Soundcheck with a song called Dream. Which appears on the record Run Deep, but in a somewhat different version, Diva, from what we're hearing here in the studio today.
Yeah, I mean, what you're hearing right now, John, is a more stripped-back version.
Yeah.
We've got Adam on the cajon.
Adam Jackson playing the cajon, backing vocals.
On the album, there's, like, Farfisa, and, like,
right.
I produced some of the backing vocals, so they're all, like, distorted and whatnot. So it was a little clearer.
Yeah, yeah. And then we've got Alan Markley at our piano and his
and
own keyboard
well.
And more vocals.
And Kiyoshi Matsuyama on the guitar.
Okay, and more vocals.
And more vocals. He actually has like the high part.
Oh, really?
On that, just, okay. Just if anybody's listening.
So, you know, it's funny. Run Deep is the name of the record. I get to the and I want to say Rise Up for some reason. I don't know why, but that was the feeling I got from this album, that it was a feeling of a singer kind of empowered by music, and, you know, the songs have a real kind of, there's often a melancholy edge, but there's also a positivity to them.
Awesome. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, when you started writing these, first of all, when did you start writing?
I started writing like really bad songs when I was like single digits, so probably like 8 or 9.
Wow.
Like really bad songs on my Casio. That I will never, ever perform live. But when I really, really started honing in my writing skills, I was a freshman in college and I had a band called Soul Project. And that's when I first started writing whole songs that I'd actually let other people listen to.
Right. And so these songs on this record, do they represent the most recent batch, or have you taken older songs and maybe recast them? And
I would say it's the latter. Yeah. I definitely started writing some of these songs years ago. And in different iterations, they had different vibes, different instrumentation, different arrangements. And then some of the songs I actually wrote probably in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And do they feel all of a piece? I mean, that kind of feeling that I got of this kind of, you know, overarching emotion or sentiment in the album. Was that intentional on your part?
Definitely. Yeah, I really wanted to write this album, Run Deep, as a cohesive project. I wanted it to feel like an album because I'm really used to listening to albums, and the things that I, like the artists that I follow and the people that I'm really intrigued by put out incredible records.
Mm.
So for me, it was really important to make a record and not just hit songs or whatever.
A bunch of singles.
Yeah, I didn't want to just write singles.
Bunch of tracks on a playlist.
Exactly, because I could just do that on Spotify or for whatever, for someone else if I wanted to.
So who are some of those artists that kind of inspire you, those album-oriented people?
Well, one of my favorite albums of all time is Bill Withers' Live at Carnegie Hall. That was like one of those albums from head to toe. It was like, this is a whole story, you know? And that was like the first album I wore out. And then the next one that I can really remember that I sunk my teeth into, and there are so many, but the one that comes to mind is Miss Education by Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Like that album with all the interludes and all the different songs and all the like emotion and expression and multifaceted talent that was in that album, and also like different influences and musical elements in that album. It was so inspirational. I remember when I came out, I was listening to it on like Hot 97.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was in Boston or something, like driving with my family. And I was like, oh my God, she did an album. Like, because I was a huge fan of the Fugees. And yeah, so that was like the second album that I can really think of that was super cohesive. And the most recent album that I can think of is Solange's album, A Seat at the Table.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like another one where it was like top to finish, beautiful, like strong identity, like
right.
Very strong female.
Well, yeah, and that's, I mean, you get a sense of a strong character behind these songs, even as you get a sense of all the different kind of musical territories you're covering. You know, you've got a lot of soul, a lot of R&B, but there's like a gospel interlude, there's a synth pop tune, there's some Amps to 11 rock guitar appearing on one or two of the tracks. So you grew up in a musical family.
Yeah.
Was all this stuff in the house?
Well, my parents have very colorful musical palettes, so there was no rules as to what we were listening to, and it wasn't a thing. You know, it wasn't like, oh, we're listening to world music now. Like, right, there was no stigma right. about it. It was just what sounded good and what felt good, and the truth of the music being like the melody, the rhythm, and the bass, and that being like how you connected to that. And so I never had like genres in my head. I never had anything that was like, don't do this, or you can't play this, or you're this, or you can't be this. So I don't know. I just, yeah. So for me, it makes total sense to just put out what I felt when I was writing the song.
Yeah.
So
do you write with an instrument? Or do you sit at the piano? Do you have a guitar to hand when you're writing?
Well, I have this really cool acoustic guitar that my dad gave me maybe like 10-12 years ago, and I do most of my writing on that. But I also, with the birth of modern technology, I do a lot of like vocal notes and percussion notes on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds kind of nerdy, but I do that because I write a lot when I'm walking. I get a lot of inspiration when I'm moving, which makes sense because of the kinetic movement and all that.
Yeah.
But I also use my laptop sometimes, so I'll do like some production, low-key production, which is actually on the album, in GarageBand, which is so lo-fi, but but it works for me when I'm like up at 4 a.m. and I have like an idea and I just have to get it out. So
when you play the guitar, you don't play it like your dad, do you?
No.
Oh my God. He sat here one day and, you know, he was only supposed to come in for an interview, but I had the guitar nearby and he picked it up and he started doing that thing he does,
yes,
where his thumb is hanging over the top of the neck and is like barring the bottom three strings. Yeah. And I was like, dude, what are you doing?
No, I'm not as good of a guitar player as my dad or my brother.
Very few people are.
So yeah.
We're speaking with Diva Mahal, yes, Taj Mahal's daughter. What does your mom do?
So my mom is a very interesting and talented, strong woman who studied dance and theater, and she's also a poet and a writer. And she was also an English teacher. Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah.
So communication is
definitely part
of the family upbringing.
I don't know how well we communicate, but definitely communication is part of the Mahal clan.
Diva Mahal's album is called Run Deep, and we're hearing some songs from it here in the studio today. What do you want to play next for us?
We're going to play this song entitled Fire from the album.
All right. Once again, Diva Mahal and her band playing live on Soundcheck.
Inside of me.
and I know you do anything that you could, yeah, to make me happy. Happy not easier.
That is lovely. Fire is the name of the song from Diva Mahal. It's on her new record, her debut full-length record, called Run Deep. There are a lot of songs, Diva, on the album that have these terse, to-the-point titles, you know? I mean, there are a couple of exceptions, but this most of them are just like single, you know, Snakes, Fire, Optimist, Wicked. Well, what's going on with that?
I really liked... How that flowed. Like it's, I like that this album is to the point. I like that the sentiments are quite direct. And there are some beautiful nuances that are strewn throughout the album, but I like that. They just like rolled off the tongue and they really said what it was about. And I think it's important to like be who you are, say what you mean, and say how you feel. So with that cumulatively... speaking, like, it just made sense to me. And I didn't want to think about it too much. I didn't want to try to be too cool about it. Yeah, I didn't want to be too precious because you can. And sometimes you can get in your own way, you know? And I do appreciate, you know, great wordplay, trust me. But, but like, for this particular album, it was raw. So I felt like the title should be raw as well.
Was it something... in the making of the record that just took you in that direction? Or is it coming from a place where you were writing the songs that made it seem like you wanted that rawness, that rough effect?
I mean, I don't think I thought of it in that context. Like, I don't think that it was intentional. I just think that because of my experience living and working and kind of hustling and struggling in New York, it kind of, you know what I'm talking about, because you're a native New Yorker.
Yep.
Like, it just leaves you with this feeling of, being raw, you know, like, and I think everything that comes out of New York, it's created out of New York, has this raw energy and nature to it.
Although I have to say, you know, for a lot of native New Yorkers, that's kind of second nature.
Yeah.
And you know, for someone like you who has come from somewhere else, maybe you're more aware of it than I would be.
Right.
Where did you come? Where did you move here from?
Well, I am native to the island of Kauai. I'm from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, whoop.
Wow.
And so I'm from there, and I graduated from high school, from Kauai High School. And I lived in the west coast of California for a little bit, but then I spent the last part of my teenage years and into my early 20s, mid-20s in New Zealand. So I finished my, like, formation in a completely different place. And
So New Zealand to New York is...
Well, basically, because I work it out like this, that I'm born and bred to live on an island.
Well said.
So I basically went from island to island to island, and which makes total sense to me because I love to be surrounded by water. But anyway, so I finished growing up in New Zealand in Aotearoa, and that's where I really started fortifying my career as a solo artist.
Really?
So I started working and doing all the, like, pub crawls with my bands. I went to uni in New Zealand, and I started releasing tracks in New Zealand. So that was the first place that I actually, like, put my foot into the music industry.
Were you living there on your own, by yourself?
No.
So the family was
part
there.
Of my family. So my mom, one of my older brothers, and two of my younger sisters were there. And so I just went to visit.
Yeah.
And I just
visited for
became
six
a permanent
or seven
resident
years.
And never left. So
now one of your sisters at least is also a singer. She
Quite a few of my sisters. My sister Coco Pela, who's on one of the tracks in the album, is an MC and a singer. She's also a teacher, and she has a master's degree in audio engineering and music business. And then my sister Zoe has a degree in anthropology and linguistics, and she's also a vocalist and a songwriter. And so I enlisted both of them in some way or another this project.
Great.
So,
and you know, I mentioned in introducing you that when I first invited you to bring the band in, I didn't make the connection, Diva Mahal, Taj Mahal.
Oh, and good.
I'm assuming that's by design.
Yeah.
You don't want to be
absolutely
trading on your dad's name.
I've never wanted to do that. Yeah. And none of us are like that, though. Like, I feel like sometimes for the listener, it's very easy for them to take away from what you've actually done to get to where you are. And so I'm so stoked for people to find that out their own, but I would never use that as something that got me somewhere, you know? So, like, I'm very proud of his legacy and what he's done and how he's contributed as, like, a touchstone in American music, but I just want to do it on my own.
Right, and you've found your own musical path.
Yeah.
I mean, your dad had one musical path that we associate him with, and you've got, it seems, many others. There's even some rapping on the record called Run Deep, but not on this next song, which is also on the album and kind of builds to a big, buoyant conclusion, at least on the record, and I assume even in the stripped-down version, something similar will happen here.
Yeah, I mean, this song started out as just like a yard holler, so the nature of this song was just like hand claps and vocals and percussion.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect way to do it, actually.
All right. Let's hear Diva Mahal and her band live here on the Soundcheck podcast with a song called Snakes.
Hey, 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 whoa, hey, 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 whoa. Step on scene, don't you know, but it's on me.
caught in between. Don't you know the grass ain't green? Smoking mirror with the spell you had cast.
Snakes is the name of the song. Diva Mahal and her band live here in the studio. It's a big album in terms of sound, isn't it? I mean, yeah. In terms of the production and stuff. And did you have help with producing the record?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. Absolutely. The producer on this album's name is Scott Jacoby. And then there's a couple of tracks on the album that are produced by a young cat named Jarrett Weatherwell.
Uh-huh.
So I had a lot of help from the two of them.
And but you seem like the type that would not just like cede control to an outside.
No, I'm a Capricorn. Okay, John.
I don't
we
know
don't
what
do
that. I don't know what that means, but I guess I get the gist. So what happens now? A big tour planned, right?
Yeah, the Run Deep tour kicks off. We're basically on tour till the end of the year, really.
Wow.
So.
Well,
it's very exciting.
Here in the New York area, just north of the city in White Plains, you'll be at the city center of White Plains on August 16th, and then you'll be back in like December.
Yeah,
right?
We're at the Brooklyn Museum in December.
The Brooklyn Museum, very nice.
Yeah, very exciting.
Shake a few pictures off the wall there. Diva, it's been a real pleasure having you and the band in with us today. Thank you so much
for joining us, John. It's been an honor. I love these guys. They're incredible.
They sound
great. A really wicked band. And yeah, so just stay tuned. Check me out on Instagram, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
My website is divamahal.com, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Run Deep is the name of the record from Diva Mahal. This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.